Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, August 4th, 2014. With me today, I have the incredibly awesome Kelly Goumont. And how are you, Kelly?
I'm well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. Also, the equally stunning Brian Chaffin. And how are you, Brian?
I am splendid.
Yeah, we set our Brian's to stunning today.
I am happy.
That's great. I almost feel like dancing. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to use that as a segue into the first topic. Speaking of happy.
Shake it, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually for the best. This is not a video podcast. Speaking of happy, the president signed into law the bill that allows for unlocking cell phones.
So he did. Yes. So he did.
So that was on Friday. And you wrote this up, Brian, so why don't you fill us in?
Well, it was a rare show of bipartisan action in the old Washington. You had a unanimous vote in both the Senate and the House of Representatives supporting this act, and the president did sign it. And what it does is it essentially is a permanent exception for cell phones to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
So they can be unlocked at any time. And this goes beyond the unlocking that carriers were already providing once you had completed your contract and if you requested an unlock.
Yeah, you have to be out of contract. And, of course, your phone has to be physically capable of running on another network if you plan to take it to. The law doesn't include any magic.
Which is unfortunate because magic is always fun.
Yeah, and not all phones run on all networks. So, but the point is, if your phone does run on multiple networks, you can legally get it unlocked, and the cell phone carriers are required to help you do so if you need that help.
That's awesome. Once
your phone's out of contract. So, you know, it's a bit of common sense legislation, and in an era of intense obstructionism in Congress, especially from one particular wing of the of said Congress, it's nice to see something actually happen that needed to happen and really should have happened a long time ago.
To me, that was really the actual news, was that it wasn't a long drawn out battle, and that the House and the Senate both were like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Let's pass it on. And then they passed it on, and then the president signed it. And there weren't a bunch of press conferences, and there weren't a bunch of people on Sunday morning talk shows. And it was just really nice to see the way the law used to work. So thanks, Congress.
Yeah, that was pretty swell. And I see this as a great thing for people that bought locked cell phones but travel internationally. And
that's huge.
Yeah, and they want to unlock so they can pop a SIM card in. But I'm betting for a lot of people that travel internationally, if they do it often enough, they went ahead and bought an unsubsidized unlocked phone anyhow.
Yeah.
Just so they could get their SIM cards. And is it Verizon that the GSM slot is already unlocked? So every
possibly.
Verizon phone, I can't remember for certain, but I believe it's every phone Verizon is currently selling, meaning the iPhone 5S version.
Mm-hmm.
It has that GSM slot, card slot that's in there, and it's unlocked. So if you're traveling internationally, you can go ahead and pop in a SIM card for another country and have a local phone number.
Nice.
Yeah. So this doesn't change anything as far as if you have an unlocked cell phone. It just mm-hmm. makes it easier, hopefully, for consumers to get those cell phones unlocked.
Yeah, because the assistance is required, which I think was an important piece of the law itself, was that they are now obligated to help anyone who wants this, which hopefully will make it happen more. And like on the one hand, I sort of understand why they're tied to a carrier, but on the other, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But anyway, once the phone is mine, I can do with it what I wish. And if what I wish is to have it unlocked and I want to use it on a different carrier, or maybe I pass the phone off to a friend or a family member and they use a different network than I do, now I still have hardware that isn't useless. And so I think that that's a really good idea.
I agree. Now, have either of you used the unlock service that AT&T already offers?
Yes.
I have used it also. Kelly, what was your experience?
I had to do it twice. And I had to talk to four people to get it done because the first person didn't understand what I was asking. The second person tried to explain to me that I couldn't use my phone on Verizon, which was obviously what I wanted to do by unlocking my phone. And I finally
You want to do what? There's no lock on this thing. You know, you just use it. She wants to unlock her cell phone. It's completely you can't even do that.
Okay,
it's mental.
Brian Moonlights.
Yeah. So, when I finally got a person who understood what I wanted to do and that I was well within my rights to do so, they did finally. The process itself was a piece of cake. I waited. I put in a request, and they said within 24 hours you'll get a text message saying your phone is unlocked. Then I did, and that was basically the end of it. And the nice thing about this is that I was able to loan my phone, my previous iPhone, to a friend of mine because it's unlocked, who is trying it out on T-Mobile. He's already a T-Mobile customer, wanted to see if the iPhone was for him, and now I had the ability to go, yeah, I have a phone you can use for a couple of weeks and see what you think. So,
you know, my experience, and I've done three of my iPhones, unlocked them on AT&T, and my experience each time was so amazingly simple. I just went to the website, filled out the little form, and within, in one case, it was about a day later, but in the other two cases, it was that same day. I got the text message, plugged my iPhone into iTunes, and that was it. It was done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming the process will stay just that simple. And hopefully people won't have to deal with the early pain part that you had to deal with.
Because it was some time ago that I was trying to get this done. And I've done it, and I also unlocked my 4S and had no problem with it.
Hey, Fred, she wants the keys to her iPhone. It's completely, she's mental.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Or something.
Or something. Okay, so the other thing that I wanted to take a look at today was a piece that you wrote, Kelly, on Friday, and it was about how you organize the power cords that go along with all the different accessories you have for your Mac.
Yeah, so I have all kinds of accessories because our house is we have a fair amount of AV equipment, and things go through iterations. So I have box of cords, and once you take something out of rotation, it can sometimes be difficult to determine what the power adapter was that actually went to that thing, because a lot of times, just because you buy a Panasonic whatever doesn't mean that the power cord, the big black part that you plug into the wall, is also going to say Panasonic. It's probably going to say something else. So I ended up at one point with a bunch of these that I had no idea what they went to. All I could do was see the voltage on them and play electrical roulette, you know, plug something in and hope it didn't fry it. And so at one point I ended up, I have, I don't remember what purpose there was in me purchasing a silver Sharpie, but I had a silver Sharpie. And I looked one day at my power strip and went, I could totally just write on those with my silver Sharpie. So on all of my plugs, now there's a little notation on them in some form with my silver Sharpie about what it goes to. And then that way, if I do take something out of rotation and it does end up in box of cords, I can match them up.
And that's awesome. And it's so much easier than what I do to keep my cords and the accessories that go with matched up. I have colored electrical tape, just several different colors. And I color code with a piece of tape on the device and on the cord.
Mm-hmm.
But the silver Sharpie.
I like that, but I like the silver Sharpie better.
Yeah. Well, the silver Sharpie, it's not a piece of tape that can come off at some point. So that's a big plus.
And electrical tape is really sticky when it comes off.
Yeah. And you know, I want to add Kelly and I, when we were working on posting this article after Kelly wrote it, we had a comical discussion on exactly what a 1P cam is. Which is, it turns out it's actually an IP cam, as in a camera that's identified by its IP so that you can access it by a network. My point there is that your code needs to make sense for you. Whatever you're doing to label these power bricks, make sure that you're going to know what it means when you come back to it 5 years from now.
Yeah, that's important.
Oh, yeah, that's like really important. Okay, so here's another thing that I do with my cords, because, of course, I have so many that end up trailing off the back of my desk. I have bunched data cords together in those, you know, that kind of black conduit tube stuff, plastic tube, mm-hmm. that you can get at hardware stores.
Yeah.
I have separate conduits that bunch together my my data cables and my power cables. And then I use the really big bull clips, and I put them on the back of my desk. I have a glass desktop, so I can stick clips on it real easy. And then all the cables run through the little handle parts of the bull clips, so that I don't have to worry about losing any cables, and they all stay nicely grouped together. But what I really want to do is something that you showed me, Kelly, which was using minifigs to hold the cables, Lego minifigures, because their little hands are just the right size for a USB or a FireWire cable.
Yes.
And if you, depending on where you position your tape, you can pretend like he's holding a flag or she's holding a flag.
That's too. A brilliant idea. Yeah. I'll have to start using bigger pieces of tape.
Definitely. Definitely big. Yeah. Big, it's gonna have to be bigger pieces of tape.
Yeah. More tape.
Definitely more tape.
So, Brian, I'm totally putting you on the spot. Do you do anything to organize your cables?
I am the most disorganized person in the world.
Well, and having seen your desk, I had a feeling the answer was going to be no, so I feel kind of bad that I put you on the spot like that.
But no, you don't. You set me up on purpose. I'm terrible about organizing the cables that I have in use, let alone the cables that are not in use. And the Silver Sharpie, that's one reason why I thought the Silver Sharpie idea was so fantastic, because I'm so bad about keeping these things together. And obviously lots of things cross my desk and end up with lots of power bricks.
Yeah, you do. And you need a way to keep track of your 1P cam.
Yeah, exactly. Those dreaded 1P cams. You have no idea what goes to where.
That's right. All right, so listeners, if you have any really cool ideas for organizing your cables or any of your other gear, let me know. Or hop over into Kelly's article and leave comments there. Either way.
Where you can behold my box of cords.
Where you can behold Kelly's box of cords. That's right. All right. Thanks, both of you, for joining me today. And Brian, maybe the next time I'm at your office, we'll do a cable intervention.